CITR 101.9 FM, located on Coast Salish, unceded ancestral territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam Nation. Welcome, episode 39, for song Herbie Hancock, Textures.
Oh, it's a 12th of June. Friday. Couldn't think of a thing to say. You were so stunning. I was wondering if I could take you out tonight. Well, we can watch the stars tonight. Got my nerve up, so I walked over. I put my arm around your shoulder. I told ya I'm never this shy. And we give this a try, the moon. She said cool.
Said cool.
Well, it's cool. My heart is in the backflip. You can't see. They say love is really fun. Well, let's be.
Hey love, we can get together now. Things a little better now. I know, I was bugging out at once. But it's you I really, really want.
If I could be around you, I'll take you around the world. If I could be a man true, I'll run your colors and some girls. Look, check it out. You got me mesmerized.
Thick in the thighs.
A man you like to
smoke. That's what I want.
Let's jumpstart this relationship. Or are you just somebody that I kick it with?
Hello, I'm covered on the pressure. You bring out the powerful aggression.
You like a sunrise early in the morning. Cupid shot me with an arrow without warning. You can meet me in a special place.
Something. There's something like a desert
room.
The black
weather. I think you set me up for this. I feel for it. My mind is saying one thing. Well, let's explore.
Hey love, we can get together now. Things a little better now. I know, I was bugging out at once. But it's you I really, really want.
If I could be around you, I'll take you around the world. If I could be your man true, I'll be your friend.
Hey love, we can get together now. Things a little better now. I know, I was bugging out at once. But it's you I really, really want.
You say you wanna love me, 'cause that's what I need. But I ain't sure if that's what you're here for. You say I can trust you, and I wanna believe. I hear your words, but my heart needs to see.
I can't see myself waking in the morning with someone else, but I can't tell.
Your hand, you're such a lion.
CITR 101.9 FM. This is the A-Row in the mix, Ninth Wave Radio. We have a special guest, UG, in the house. We'll have him on the mic in a little bit here. This is Kanye West, Father Stretch My Hands.
Hey, young Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna show you.
Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the morning.
I fuck this model, and she just bleached her asshole, and I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'ma feel like an asshole. I was high when I met her, we was down at Tribeca. She get under your skin if you let her, she get under your skin if you... I don't even wanna talk about it, I don't even wanna talk about it, I don't even wanna say nothing. Everybody gon' say something, I'll be worried if they say nothing. Remind me where I know you from. She looking like she owe you something. You know just what we want. I wanna wake up with you in my
morning. Do something morning, babe.
Organized Confusion, Walking to the Sun.
The sun reflects off of the waves at sea. Rain support roots that impress the tree. There's a breeze and a block kites fly high. Under the branches, convertible fly by. The sky blue feels green. Paints a picture that creates a scene of the destiny that controls my fate. Reflections of light create shapes. Inside of this particular sphere, I see kids in the street. And when I pass, I go beep, beep, beep. See the black boy over there running scared. His old man runs number. Summers coming and he'll feel dumb if the sun doesn't have a new pair of sneakers. So he combinates people's numbers in sequence when played straight but not in believers.
Hip hop punks inside of jeeps and cars. It's daytime, but we still peep stars. Parties every night, we gotta move, we gotta go, we gotta step. Let's check.
Joints to anoint their brain to the vanishing point so they won't go insane.
Mother, may I? Yes, you may. Take two giant steps to go out and play. I got next, sorry, Duke, I got my five. You better call next and step to the side.
There's no specific topic of speech in this rhyme. I just want to go on a ride on a kaleidoscopic treat visually.
Individually, we go our separate ways to get our haircuts and mustaches trimmed. Rocking a t-shirt, shorts with thick socks, with my boots that I nicknamed Timber. Here comes day four. I can remember when we used to chill and hang with Paul. See?
We gotta get away, we gotta do it now. We gotta walk into the sun. Ha, ha. We gotta get away, we gotta do it now. We gotta walk into the sun.
Sitting on a stoop while the Johnny Pump shoots water while we eat fruits. The radio pumps rocking to L-O-N-S. And yes, the girls display flesh by the way they dress. DL supplies the fulfilling collage of scratches that strike like stick matches. Attacking techniques with combinating cons is motivating while they're elevating your life steps.
When the air gets thick and you can feel the tension, I bypass Howard and detour Benson. Cause I don't really feel like Benson today. So I chill in my own dimension and listen to the sax blow. The sax always seems to relax you, but at the same time, it attacks you. In this particular era of darkness, what's the rhyme that might enlighten the mind and spark this trail to follow the light that's guiding you from the evil edge of walking to the sun? From what I see is an addiction. I'll explain through the brain about pain and affliction. Grab my hand, hold it tightly, close your eyes, and maybe you might see what I see. Yo, what I said simplistic, but what I see is not materialistic.
My hay fever is acting up, so I took a couple of antihistamines. I got struck with relief, now patiently I wait for the summer, cause the spring brings pollen, and that could be your mama, a terrific brother was having a specific get-together by the beach, rolling rocks, plus peach knots, served on the rocks, the organisms play the boardwalk, pulling numbers from Prop P, the scenario, here we go pumping the Alpine stereo, hop along the turnpike on our way to the merry-go, round up the herd for Six Flags, we're on a mission, hitting the streets of New York in zigzags, walking through the park, Park, the hero, named Arrow, who creates with Shaw, Central Park swarms with intellectual dialects, with the potential of the city's best. And I was out.
Rock.
That last song you heard was XL Middleton with Psychic off the Tapwater album. We're going to get into the conversation with Eugene a little bit. This next song is Love Come Down, Evelyn King, CITR 101.9, Ninth Wave.
the man, like, bro, goddamn. Always take a picture with your money in your hand. Trying to show off and stuff for your friends. I don't think you looking at life through the lens. Want to live right, but you're still on the fence. Can't keep it real, cause you always pretend. All that you needed was always within. People work harder when they moving with a passion. Some people rap, some people do fashion. Then we got athletes, mathletes. People that want the shit badly. And they go hard for it gladly. Chasing their dream, make them happy. And they get crafty with it, put their whole soul in it. And they won't slow down, they don't know no limit. Cause the hustle don't stop, so they'll never be finished. The simpleton man still waiting for the bus. He gon' live his whole life eating other people's dust. Need to get his mind right, start living like us. You can gain the whole world, but it'll never be enough.
Don't follow people, follow passion. Find your passion and you will find your people. Don't follow people, follow passion. Find your passion and you will find your people.
Who the man, who the nigga with the plan? Got the game in my pocket and the world in my hand. If your man want the verse, then we need 50 grand. If the people want the show, then I'ma need 100 band. Come alive from Prague and stand on the main sauce for the sauce and the middleman. Niggas want war, they ain't never gonna win. Must be all junk, man, must be all gin. Thinking that you gon' step up to the kid like you really won't get dry quick up in Vic. Get chin check, get popped in your lip. That's what you get, man, shouldn't talk shit. Can't walk the walk, you gon' end up with a limp. You went backin' like you really ain't, but you is. I can tell that you really isn't handling your biz. What it is you niggas moving around like pawns on the grid. Your whole damn style over there. Hell no, you niggas not lit. I can tell you niggas paper thin and you got no heart. And we know that you're not passionate. Hey,
don't follow people, follow passion. Find your passion and you will find your people. Don't follow people, follow passion.
CITR 101.9 FM, Ninth Wave Radio. And in the studio, we have Chelsea.
Hello.
What are you, mic three? And Yuji.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Mic check. And we just wanted to talk about your album that you just put. By the way, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Which
oh man,
when was your birthday?
It was on April 29th. It was the day I released the record. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Some little
background music.
Yeah, yeah, so nice. Vibe. Yeah, happy birthday. How did that go?
It was good. It was exactly how we wanted it to go.
Yeah.
It was very fortunate. It was a Sunday. It was sunny all week. And that day, it wasn't as sunny. I was getting a little scared. It was an early show, 5 p.m., and we managed to pull out at least 100 people.
Amazing.
And we packed that place in, and it was beautiful to see. And the best part was my whole family was there.
Oh, shit.
We had brought a bunch of food for everybody.
What?
There was paintings up for my close friends.
As is Indian tradition.
Absolutely.
Let's feed everybody.
Food at the club. My family was there, and they got to see how we treat each other.
That's beautiful.
In the scene, even.
Yeah.
Or in the community, even. They got to see the love that we have for each other. And the whole vibe was very nice.
Yeah, it looked...
very wholesome.
I really wish I could have been there. I was working that night.
Oh, it's all good.
But I had a meet up with Panax and Radina.
Nice.
And they were like, yo, this album, man. Like, I'm going to be there. We're going to be there. So...
Yeah, they're both amazing.
I'm glad that it went well. So... Just knock off a couple. This is how I like to start off interviews.
Mm.
Who are you?
Me? I'm a lost person trying to find myself. I'm a man asking questions every day. I'm Uji.
Uji.
Yeah, that's right.
And you grew up in Delhi?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
When did you get to Vancouver?
We came here in 1999. I was just turning 7,
yeah,
and we stayed here for about a year, and then my family packed up and we went back to India. my father, when I grew up and I asked him why, he said I wanted to compare and contrast. And he realized, hey, we should actually go back.
Go back and see
so
if...
We, yeah, so we
he was
went
probably
back
missing
for a
home.
Year. Then we came back in 2001, mm-hmm. and I'd been here ever since. I didn't get to go back and see my home country until I was 2021, and my oldest sister was getting married.
For and the wedding any reason, just circumstance? Or just
it,
like
was, it was just financial circumstances. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was a... It was a period of a financial turmoil, you know. We
oh,
were
yeah.
going through some issues. We made some bad decisions with our money early on, and we've since grown from it and become stronger as a family because of it.
Yeah.
But it's always a little sad when you can't connect with your homeland as much.
For sure.
But I was fortunate enough to be able to do it. I saw my sister get married. I saw both of them get married.
Amazing.
You know, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you start making music? Like, what was... When... What was the point where you're like, I'm going to do that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, my love affair with hip-hop started first with breakdancing.
Yeah,
you're... I saw this documentary. It was called Planet B-Boy. And it was just, like, documenting a bunch of teams around the world who were preparing for the Battle of the Year, which is this big, prestigious competition. And everybody gets, like, 20, 30-minute set or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they are training day in, day out.
Dancing's a full-time
yeah,
job.
Yeah, the most like touching team was like Team Korea and Team Japan.
So it's like world, like they
oh,
represent
yeah, yeah.
their country.
They represent
cool.
the country.
That's
they get cool. the they have like the whole regional things, mm-hmm. and then you make it, and then you rep the country in the international competition.
That's right.
And the most shocking thing was like, these guys don't have nothing. You know, they're working in little shops, they're dancing on the street, they live together in like a communal space, and they just practice.
That's
and
their
they're
thing.
Putting their life on the line for 30 minutes one day to represent. And take it all home.
Yeah.
You know, and even the competition, when you get there and you look at the quarters that they were given, it's not very lavish at all.
Yeah.
It's not very lavish at all. But seeing that, seeing the dedication, I'm just like...
There's something that draws you.
Yeah, absolutely. It just comes back to a need to understand myself and express myself. Like, all this music thing, art in general, has just been a catalyst for me to find myself, to understand myself, and more importantly, become a better person through it. That's the most important thing for me, is self-actualizing mm-hmm. through the artwork that I make.
So it's for you?
Absolutely. Like,
yeah, first and foremost.
Absolutely, yeah. The dancing thing didn't really pan out for me. It wasn't the best.
I always had dreams of being a b-boy. It was always yeah. this kind of romantic thing in my head, like, yeah, b-boy and a b-boy dance. But
oh, totally.
First, after my surgery, I'm definitely out. But thinking now, I feel like I do want to start dancing, yeah. and I feel like popping would... be a strength of mine.
Yeah,
it's something
yeah.
that I just enjoy doing
yeah,
just on my
yeah.
own to any beat. Mm-hmm. And then through meeting Char, mm-hmm. I was able to learn about all these street style dancing
right.
and how a lot of people, I mean, obviously it's a language, and the more vocabulary you know, mm-hmm. the more you can do. So a lot of the times dancers, they'll do salsa, they'll do Latin mm-hmm. dance, they'll do breaking, as many different styles as they can, so that they can contribute it to their unique style.
Yeah, absolutely.
But once I found out that people just pop and lock and like are just specialized in that, and I was yeah. like, oh, so I don't have to be like a... I had some weird idea of dancers that I guess was just unrealistic. Maybe I got it from movies or whatever, and it's not just something that everybody does. Like mm-hmm. coming up in the scene, I was like, where are all the b-boys? They keep to themselves, and they mm-hmm. have their own, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? They have a meetup. You can go down to Robson Square, and they'll
right,
be there
right,
every,
yeah,
every
absolutely.
Thursday dancing hip-hop. But mm-hmm. if you don't know the people in the scene, you're not going to be in. So luckily, I've acquired friends over the years where I know some of the events are going down, battles are going down, and it's a really nurturing environment, and it's tight-knit,
yeah,
but it is welcoming.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think the B-Boys keep to themselves? Is that like a Vancouver thing? Or
I don't think so. I think it's maybe they don't feel like a lot of people understand.
Fair enough.
I've heard a lot of stuff like, you know, if you're a breakdancer, people are like, oh, do a headspin or do power moves or whatever. They
right,
want to see
right.
like the wild shit. It's
right.
almost like they don't want to be put on as like a sideshow. Like, for instance,
for sure.
I've wanted to reach out to B-boys for them to break during my shows.
Mm-hmm.
But now knowing B-boys, they would be an insult to them because
mm-hmm.
they're dancers, and they don't want to just be, you know, they wouldn't want to be like my pet on the stage or whatever. Not that I treat them that way, but to them it's very personal.
Cause it's akin to just like being at a party and someone's like, "You're a rapper?
Yeah,
freestyle for me right now." And it's like, no.
You catch me on the right moment,
maybe, yeah,
I'm gonna
I
rap.
Will.
But
absolutely,
most of the time I'm put off. I'm pissed. I'm like, I'm not just. Or are you speaking the language? Oh, say something in Hindi. It's like I just don't. I'm not gonna. Yeah. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not. You know. So I think a lot of the time it's, just they know each other and they support each other and that's really all they need. Mm-hmm. They have a whole community. Knit into one, mm-hmm. and if you're privileged enough to know somebody to invite you into the dance community, it's beautiful. It's really sick. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, we actually had a couple of breakdancers come to the show, and when it was wrapping down, they were fucking killing it.
Sick.
They were killing it when the floor had cleared out. We got some footage of it too, and I can't wait to put that out. Maybe.
Yeah,
that's super cool.
I'd love to see that. Yeah, I was thinking. I always thought there wasn't any dancers around. And then once I started meeting some dancers, I realized tons of friends I've known for years are all break dancers, like phenomenal dancers. They just don't wear it on their sleeve. Yeah. It's just kind of this hidden secret weapon that they have that they'll bust out when they need to, which I think is cool. I want that.
Yeah, cool.
I want to be good at dancing. But the thing about dancing is it's freedom of expression. And
absolutely.
However you choose to move with your body, that's the right way to dance. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
I've always been scared to dance. I think a lot of people are kind of scared to dance in public.
Yeah.
But I'm slowly starting to get over that.
Yeah.
This album, I want to play some of it and then get back into some more talking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the time is winding down, but I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I can give a quick little brief.
Yeah,
preface.
Give us some words, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, Thank God for Death is an album that I produced every beat for. I wrote the lyrics, I performed it, and I mixed the record myself. And there were a lot of friends involved with little touches. There's one guest verse from my homie Mizzy, part of Holy Sock Gang. We have Day Day on some of the additional vocals. We have Amal, who sings the last hook on Midnight Pretenders along with Day Day. My homie Cody, DJ Billy Bishop, he did some additional mixing. Kelvin mastered it. The story of the record really is it's an intimate view into my personal journey through dark thoughts and my struggle to find true meaning in life, love, friendship, self-actualization, and the struggles of going down that path, period. I'm very proud of this, and I hope you enjoy it.
Let's do it. That was UG. You're listening to Ninth Wave on CITR 101.9. This is Thank God for Death.
Get this, I am the very cause of this tension. I'm good to go. been bad enough. Read my lips, I pray for us. Losing all sight of your blessings. Pray yes to whom I am always left guessing. Raised in the arms of perfection. Test them, they understand my every expression. I'm battling your every will. They said I'm sick, give them pills. Blessed since my very inception. Gave birth to me to make your death represented. The son of yours, I'm falling short. I see the future. Mission abort. I'm such a coward. Read my lips. I'm sorry, mom. I'm a piece of shit. Separation, running out of patience. Late one, but it's never too late, huh? That I off dreaming when I'm sleeping. When I'm up, yo, I can't find a feeling. I'm dumb, but I'm feeling better lately. Lie, numb, keep it all together, waiting. Why waiting for what? Not in at all. I go before, then I wanna call you. Volume, keep my thoughts at bay. I took the bait, I made mistakes. Looking at another mall view. 9 to 5 till I'm 9 to 5, no more. I belong in front of a soundboard. Better off dreaming when I'm sleeping. Spend my days in the record shop creeping. Wrote a letter to myself and said there ain't enough. You ain't ahead, then I believed them. Biggest enemies are my inner demons. Empathize with me, I'm a heathen. Still breathing, yelling out freedom. Truth be told, I hung the rope. In a box, I lost myself. I threw my pennies in wishing wells. Where's my key? Now that I'm falling, no, it came true. I was forgotten. Got into my trip, into my shit. Got into my whip, into my ship. Blast off into space, I've been cruising. Run, 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 run from my illusions. Ran so far, it's time for tomorrows. Couldn't get away though. Kicking in the effects of the acid. Found a planet that was safe enough for landing. Better off dreaming when I'm sleeping. Hard to believe what I'm seeing. I could use a break from the breathing. Demons in my mind, I believe them. All over the place, I feel the bass. I can't feel my face, can't win the race. Countdown on the clock, I'm in control. If I leave on my own terms, let go. Let go, I can advise. I lost myself. I threw my pennies.
It's the story of my reckoning. No more deep breaths, like it's my last again. Last again. Look around at what the fuck is happening. Let my mind run and I'm back again. Got my ghost on a chase on. Take me back in a day.
blocking all the rays out. I was stuck in a maze. I ran so far away. I just ran.
CITR 101.9, hey. Sitting here with UG, the man, and that was the first half of, or the first portion of Thank God for Death. Great sounds, man.
Thank you, man. Thanks for playing that.
Super inspiring, first of all, because clear, similar music interests, mm-hmm. you know, when I heard Patrice Rushen on that track, and then mm-hmm. you're singing the Flock of Seagulls hook, I'm like, this is fucking cool, man, like... What did you listen to growing up in your house? Like, what were they playing? Was it like,
yo, I was hearing a lot of classical Indian music.
Right? Yeah.
A lot of like Sufi singers, a lot of Bollywood stuff. But when I go back to the songs that I like, if I find the common thread, like they're funky,
mm-hmm.
they're funky. Like even in when we were talking about the dancing and stuff and I was finding songs to break dance or practice or whatever, looking back before I knew what the bands were, it was like Dilla Beats, Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, James yeah. Brown. It's like all the sounds that I really liked ended up either coming from the same area or a similar genre or similar individuals or specific individuals.
How did you start listening to that stuff? What was your exposure to, say, Patrice Rushen? Was it through hip-hop?
Yeah, like through making beats and developing a love for the art of digging in the crates and actually... listening to every record I own. There was a period where I would just buy them, listen mm-hmm. to the intros and outros of tracks.
Yeah, or skip through, yeah, see if like you can sample.
Being lazy, in a sense, or not doing my homework, and you end up missing out on maybe like those 10 seconds in the middle of the song that some other guy found or mm-hmm. some other person found before you, right? So I remember early on when I said I'm going to take this seriously, I have hundreds of records, why haven't I heard them all, I'm going to listen to them all, I started really developing a love for the music I was finding,
yeah.
and they weren't just like a source of samples for me.
Yeah,
there were songs that I found, like the Patrice Rushen jam, where I'm like, yo, I like this song, I might not even want to sample this is a dope song, you know.
Will Smith also liked it.
Yeah. Fuck, like Kenny Burrell, dope yeah. jazz guitarist, you know.
Kenny Burrell,
his Midnight Blue record, fuck,
I think there's a so crazy good. Biggie sample off one of those.
Oh yeah,
I forget
yeah,
the one.
I'm trying to remember which one too.
But
he's a very heavily sampled musician.
Yeah,
Kenny Burrell. Yeah.
Yeah. So I assume you appreciate Madlib and everything he's done,
because
that's what turned my head right around when it came to hip hop. I grew up listening to like pop punk rock stuff.
Right.
And whatever my parents would listen to, whether it be, you know, my mom used to bump Erykah Badu. I didn't like Erykah Badu. That was my mom's music. Crazy. You know what I mean? She yeah. listened to Macy Gray.
Wow.
So I like tried to find my own way. And I kind of came up blank, and hip hop kept, like, everyone's into hip hop. So there just wasn't enough that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I think the first two records that really like changed things for me was Madlib, On Point.
Yeah,
the one where he's spelling out his rhyme,
mm-hmm.
and it's like over Bill Evans, Nardis.
Yeah,
Bill Evans Nardis just on loop with like a cool beat, and I think he samples like seagulls in the back. It's like mm-hmm.
yeah.
like it makes no sense, and he's spelling out his rap. He's like M A S T, and you're like, what
yeah.
the fuck is going on here?
Dude.
And I was like, if you can make hip-hop this avant-garde, this weird, this jazzy and strange, but like playful strange, then, okay, I got to take a second look at this hip-hop thing. And I think the other one was Pack the Pipe by the Far Side. It's like, Pack the Pipe! Talking about getting a kid high and shit. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So, like, that changed everything for me. And I appreciate... And I kind of understood. I was like, he's making these beats. He's up on these samples. I was like, he must be like just kind of crate digger type dude. And I appreciate that because that's when I stepped into making hip hop. I wasn't trying to rap. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to make beats. I'm going to make beats like Primo and Pete Rock. And that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, straight up. Straight up.
So I used to, every time I bought a record, it was to find a sample. Exactly what you said. And then, you know, the Dilla mentality, he, like, apparently he used to listen to the whole song, listen to the end of the song and maybe catch something.
Several times, you know, you find a sample you like, you hear it a dozen times, and you're just making the beat in your head as you hear it.
Yeah.
In a way, you know?
Man, but, like, the way he does it, like, I can't even imagine.
No, it's phenomenal.
He, apparently, he'd, like, he'd be clicking away and, like, it'd be quiet, but he knows what's going on on the NPC, and then he'd, like, play. And it'd be like, there's the beat. And you play it for like 2 seconds and go back to it.
Yeah, there's like nothing more humbling than finding a record and you're like maybe not feeling the first half and you finally get to like this 5 seconds of a song that is like sonically so different from the rest of it. And you're like, how is this even here?
Yeah.
And you realize it's a Dilla sample. And then you're looking at your MPC, you're looking at your record player and you're like, this is all he had. How did he do it?
And he didn't. I don't think he played instruments.
You know,
his parents were musicians, but I don't know if he grew up.
Oh, he had that live instrumentation phase, right? Like Think Twice. He played the drums on it.
But like as a kid, like did he, I don't know if he.
I'm not familiar.
I'm not sure if he grew up. Like he just kind of, and I remember hearing about like when he did the like the sessions for like Voodoo and and he's in the studio with like D'Angelo and all these amazing singers and musicians. He's like. Like what am I gonna do? Like I'm no musician. Yeah, meanwhile, they're all like, no, you're the guy. Like you're awesome. Like, do you play any instruments?
No, I'm not musically trained at all, man. My parents got me a keyboard when I was young, and I could pluck melodies on it, but I can't play with two hands. I had a tabla growing up, you know, at like the prayer meetings that we had at home. Or any pujas or something, I'm playing it with my dad.
You didn't have no drum kit in the basement or anything like that?
No, there was like a month in high school, a homie let me his drum kit and I had it.
It was the best time ever.
And I think the only thing I learned was like Death of Auto-Tune by Jay-Z. I learned to play the drums for that song, like practicing to it.
I don't know if I know how that one goes.
It's pretty simple break. Pretty simple break. I'm not a beatboxer. I was about to attempt it, but
come on.
You know what I mean?
I just always end up doing the like rock like... Every time, I have trouble isolating my hands and my foot when it comes to drums. Mm-hmm. What gear do you use at home?
What gear do I use at home? I just got a simple Technics turntable. Got an SP-808. It's not like the 808 you're thinking of. It's like, kind of like the big bro to the SP-404.
808? 505?
Yeah. Not the 505.
555?
No. It's in that same family. It's in that same family. So it's got the 16 pads. It's got the onboard effects and a 4-track
recorder.
Did
it come out after?
Came out after. Oh. Very underrated.
I didn't even hear about it then.
You should look it up. It's dope. It's got, like, you've heard of the VS, like, 880s, like, what MF Doom uses to record his shit or whatever. It's got, like, a 4-track system built in that's modeled after the VS.
What?
So you can do similar things like that.
Cool.
And then I got an MPC 1000 with JJOS, which is just so much better than the default OS that Akai gives you.
Yeah. No, I don't even know. I haven't explored those machines at all.
Oh, word.
And I always wanted to, but then I was like, I wanted to find a different way. Also just financial constraints.
Of course.
I can never afford a MPC. And then it got to a point where I was like, well, I've gotten this far without one.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't need one. I'd love to play with one at one point. Is it easy? Is it as
Oh, it's very approachable, man. Like I was making a beat within the first 3 hours I got it. It wasn't good. It wasn't the best, but it worked.
Yeah.
I was looping some drums.
Yeah.
I was like pitch shifting some keys and I was playing a melody. It worked. It was very, very, very approachable machine.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have the 404 and I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I could ever get rid of that thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that's sort of the next sampler that I'd want.
It's so it, 404. It's so easy. It's all right there. Like you can't.
Do you have the like the EX?
No, or it's just the bass.
Yeah. So the original apparently is the classic joint.
Yeah.
Because the newer 404, they took out that vinyl sim effect.
I love the
that,
vinyl
like,
sim.
Like Flylo and Madlib mm-hmm. are fucking famous for
cranking that.
Yeah.
That's what I do now when I listen to.
Yeah, 100%.
I actually just found out about that was
Word.
On there.
Yeah, dude.
I had no idea. Yeah,
and it's like a staple
yeah.
effect.
Yeah, and it's just compression.
Yeah.
And on it, you can also do like a record warbles. Like
yeah.
You don't use that. And you can put like fake crackle.
Yeah.
And then there's just this compressor. Just
yeah, and you get that weird like sidechainy effect.
It's fat.
Why is it working? It's working.
All the way to the point where this band, you know Wolfpack?
No.
This funk band out of the States.
Word.
Really cool. A lot of their stuff is instrumental,
mm-hmm.
But they kind of just try and record in the process that like Motown would have, just mm-hmm. live off the floor playing together in a room.
Right.
And they're all engineers, so the sound is amazing.
Interesting.
Urge you to check it out. But one of them was...
Take note of that.
Yeah, Wolfpack. One of them was talking about... Because they also develop plugins.
Mm-hmm.
So they developed this Wolf compressor.
Huh.
And they actually modeled it after the vinyl sim on the SP. And he meant, and this is like this is a funk band from the States.
Crazy.
And he's like, yes, because Jay Dilla and Madlib, and just name drops them like willy nilly. I'm like, you guys are a funk band, but they draw from the same influences.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how far reaching those guys.
Yeah, their technique sort of transcend hip hop as a genre, right? Because
it's
like
insane.
Every time I hear that like drunk drum swing, I just, and it's across genres, right? You're at the
Everywhere.
Club sometimes, you're hearing like some electronic shit that has that incorporates that.
Yeah. Swung,
it just goes
swung
back
style.
To Dylan Madlib for me.
Yeah. You know? And I think that's where it comes from. You were saying about your music, you were questioning, is it hip hop? What do you think? How would you label your music if you had to?
Oh, I don't know, man. You label it for me. It's just easier
right?
that way.
That's
you know, I don't know.
Listen to it and
I don't know, man. Like my name used to be, my artist name used to be Wax Monk. And
cool.
That was...
So that's the record label?
That Max Wonk. Yeah, that was just me like throwing the funny name out there. But yeah, Wax Monk I came up with just because I want it to be like Dilla, Madlib. I wanted the name to represent like I'm a crate digger, Wax.
Yeah.
And I'm a writer. I'm a monk. I preserve truth and I'm going to save it for the future and all that stuff. And
that's a good
as
name.
Time went on, I love the name, and I plan on like doing beat tapes under that name and keeping that aspect of the artistry alive
mm-hmm.
because I'm very much in love with the format of hip hop and the format of beat tapes. I went with Uji because like my homies call me that, my family calls me that. If you meet me, my name's Ujval.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, you'll call me Uj or Uji without anybody saying it. It's just a natural connection to make or whatever.
So it's like you reclaiming your
and,
name
and just wanting to make songs.
Yeah,
just wanting to make songs. Like I would love to just be able to take one step out of this genre, one step into something else. Like I look up to that period of Dilla where he went out of the basement, out of the Fantastic Volume 2, the cleaner studio sound,
right?
And then he went to the live instrumentation and that jam, Think Twice. Like it's one of my personal faves, right? That's like just getting to that point where you're all of a sudden, you're just a guy making music. You're not like this rapper, hip hop beat maker, which are all fine, fantastic things. Just as like a song maker though.
Yeah.
Just when I hear that jam, that Think Twice jam, I'm like, freaking hell, I want to do that.
I love,
you know,
that
sample
song.
My own drum kit, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well, we already did it. Okay, the concept of the album, Thank God for Death. I mean, in your own words, you were going through a hard time,
mm-hmm.
and this is kind of a reflection of that. And because honestly, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, something happened to him. Like
mm-hmm.
he got hurt or something
mm-hmm.
at some point, and this is kind of mm-hmm. telling that story. I really admire the honesty and the vulnerability in
mm-hmm.
it, and how you don't need to be explicit.
Mm-hmm.
about the pain
mm-hmm.
or the what it was that
mm-hmm.
that you were feeling when you're, you know, writing these songs.
Mm-hmm.
But to have it still be so open and have it be relatable
right.
to the point where anyone can listen to it and be like, fuck, I fucking felt that way. You know, I felt
mm-hmm.
like I'm sleepwalking. I felt
mm-hmm.
like I'm drowning
mm-hmm.
in that
mm-hmm.
same way. How do you feel vulnerability plays in your music, and how do you feel that vulnerability just as a person in the world is important to embrace? because a lot of people, you know, they close up. They don't want to reveal themselves because it can be scary. You face rejection or scrutiny or judgment. How does vulnerability play into your life, and what's your relationship with it?
Oh, it plays a humongous role. I'm a very vulnerable person. I'm constantly second-guessing myself, constantly seeking affirmations. I'm like showing my friends, is this message okay? Should I type it like this? Is the status look okay? I don't know how to present myself on a public forum. Even coming here was like a big, I was sweating. I got off work at 5 and I'm just pacing. I'm pacing, I'm sweating, I'm thinking of how to do this. But making songs for me is just having, like, look, you're making music, right? There are probably a couple of moments you can count in your hand where you feel like something just comes to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're surrendering yourself to the moment, per se, however you want to put
it,
right?
No, it's
I can
exactly
count
right.
those moments with one hand, not even two, because they seldom happen.
Yeah.
The idea is to do this every day, to stay as close to myself as possible, as vulnerable as possible when making art. So if a moment like that ever comes, you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't just go show up at the fight. You're training for it.
Yeah.
So it's just
I like that analogy.
An exercise in waiting for the feeling to get there, but not hiding behind like, oh, I have this, I can't write today, or I can't do this today. Just trying consciously. If nothing comes, nothing comes, right? That's fine. But admitting that to yourself, if I'm sitting down and a song's not coming as naturally as I'd like it to, and I feel like I'm forcing it, I'll just stop.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just stop.
Yeah.
You know, those days of like, I got to write a verse a day are sort of, they're still here sort of, but they're not. It's not the same. You know, every project is practice in a sense. You're getting experience for the next thing, but it's really about finding that moment.
Yeah.
You know, and staying in it.
Yeah.
It's
and
very important to me to be vulnerable for sure.
Yeah. And I appreciate that in relation to being vulnerable as far as like being open to the creative wave that could come. 'Cause that is kind of it. It's like creativity or this kind of unknowable feeling or life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
It comes, but it's not always going to be there. Mm-hmm. It comes in waves, but you can pretty much always guarantee it's going to come again.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've also had days where I'm beating myself up. I'm like, I need to write. I need to put something out. Like, you know, people are asking me, when are you going to do it?
Yeah.
And I even have a verse with Mocha where I'm like, people asking when I'm going to put out a cassette. And I don't know, though. Not been easing, blowing with the flow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, I've let go of preconceived notions of what being an artist or being a rapper is.
Right.
And just kind of living my life in art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything I do kind of relates to the practice, whatever that's called. Like, I do photography, I do radio, I don't really make beats anymore, I write a little bit. But yeah, I appreciate that. How do you feel about hip hop as far as like inclusivity for people of color, for women? How did, you know, like, you're a forward-thinking individual. Like, there's probably a lot of things in hip-hop where you're like, fuck, I wish it wasn't like this, because it creates a certain stigma.
This might be a cop-out answer, but I don't think I pay enough attention to have a developed opinion on where things should be. I try to focus on what I can control, and that's my work ethic, my discipline, my drive, the hours I put in, and staying true to myself and making sure I'm trying to do the truest thing. I have a firm belief, and maybe this is again naive, but the idea of something timeless, of making something that might outlive yourself, regardless of whether that happens in my lifetime or not, that is the goal. So that's, I just focus on that, and not hiding behind it. But if I start telling myself that I'm underrepresented, and that's why this isn't happening for me, it's always like, I gotta be more true and keep making.
Yeah.
I just think it's a longevity thing. I hope that if I keep doing things like this, that it will eventually work out for me.
I think
that is my hope.
Yeah. And I guess that's really all we got sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, but of course, yeah, we need more colored people rapping. We need more women rapping, doing hip hop for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I couldn't speak on in what capacity or how or where it's going
or
wrong.
What steps we can take.
I don't know. Yeah, the interesting thing we were talking about, like making art and stuff, it's like if I ask myself why I do it, I have something to say, I have a feeling to share for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up in the morning, that's it. I'm ready. I got to express myself. You wait 5 more minutes and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know anything. I don't know why I'm saying this. Why does anybody care to hear what I have to say? And it's this like constant sort of cycle, right?
Yeah.
It's just this wave of you make something and you get high on your own voice. You're just like, wow, I made this. This is me. And you're listening to it on loop. And that high might last a day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks. And there comes a point where for me anyway, I go, will I be able to do this again?
Yeah.
Am I going to make something this good again? And it's this thing of like,
yes,
doing your best. Your best isn't good enough anymore. And then you have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I like to live in that. I'm already feeling the doubt. This record's out. People are saying all this shit. And I'm just like,
what am I
going to
do next?
You know? And that's a wonderfully scary place to be.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I can tell you like it.
The only way to get out is to make something anyway.
Do it.
You know,
yeah.
Find something new. So yeah. I'm looking forward to that too. But that whole cycle of like wanting to outdo yourself,
mm-hmm.
comparing you to yourself, no one else. Comparison can be the death of joy, right? So I just try to be better than myself, better than I was.
Straight up.
Yeah. Sorry if I'm talking too much.
No, man. I appreciate what you have to say. I'd actually like to talk more in the future, on air or not on air, probably just hang out sometime and listen to records or something.
Absolutely.
So you definitely have like a kind of grassroots approach. Like you put the album out yourself, you know, you produce the shit, you made a, you know, you formed like a crew of people to a support system that helped you.
Yeah. That like they took me in.
Yeah.
Right? Like I've been a part of it. The inception of like Holy Sock Gang, it's the guys, it's mm-hmm. like Mizzy, Jake coming together, and the level of this release, if I can even say that, is all in part, it's all them.
Mm-hmm.
It's them encouraging me.
Yeah.
Because here I am going like, is this even good enough? Should I put this out? Should this be it? And they're like, yo, this is amazing.
Yeah.
We're gonna get Fortune, we're gonna pack it, everyone's gonna hear it, they're gonna love it, we're gonna get CDs made. Like they have helped me, you know, mentally, emotionally, financially,
mm-hmm.
you know, in covering some of these costs. I would not be able to do this without them.
And, shout out.
You know, shout out to
Holy Sock Gang.
Holy Sock Gang.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How, like, so does having a grassroots approach, DIY, you might call it, like, is that, how do you think that's influenced your music? Like, is that?
Oh, I romanticize the bedroom recording.
Yeah.
For sure. I romanticize it. I love the demo sound. I love, like, it's just lo-fi, bro.
Lo-fi, you know? Bro.
Yeah.
I know. I try not to say that word, but I
like it.
I love that shit. I love that
raw.
Some kid in his fucking mom's bedroom, or mom's bedroom, in his bedroom in his mom's basement, with like some shitty pair of speakers and headphones, even recording on headphones, can cut an album.
Some pillows and on the wall.
Yeah, some pillows on the wall for dampening. Because we've seen time and time again, some of the greatest art can come from that. And I'm going to wrap it up just because, I mean, I want to keep talking forever.
Yeah, we could talk forever.
Sure. But yeah, just technology in music. I was discussing just with my friend about, or with Chelsea earlier about, like, we didn't have computers in our house. Like, we,
mm-hmm.
like, the whole idea of, like, always being available, like,
yeah.
someone FaceTiming you and it just being, like, this invasive, like, oh, my God, you
for
can
sure.
contact me and look at my face and I can look at your face right now, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, that wasn't really a...
Yeah, true privacy died a long time ago.
It's weird, right?
True privacy. Like,
but we're like kind of the last generation of like somewhat analog.
Who remember
you know?
It? Yeah, for sure.
Because I remember when
I played tag as a kid. I played Cops and Robbers. Like, we were
and when around. I went to bed, I'd listen to tapes.
Yeah.
I would listen
totally.
To the 10 o'clock radio show because they'd count down the top songs.
Yeah.
Right?
I had a CD player I brought to my elementary school
exactly.
with like
You're
burn
holding
CDs.
It when you go over the bus. Like,
yeah.
Don't skip.
Yeah. Simple things.
Yeah,
but kids are kind of like lost on that. So my point is, like, at the same time that, like, the access to information is exponential right now,
mm-hmm.
It's also given birth to a lot of unknown bedroom producers
yeah.
and art makers
for sure.
who wouldn't have been able to do it otherwise without a laptop. So it's mm-hmm. like...
Well, you can make beats with and loop them on an app on your iPhone.
Well, that's exactly it.
Release bangers.
Oh, yeah,
I
like GarageBand is... Pretty,
it's crazy.
Pretty
yeah.
developed.
Steve Lacy from
did his demos on his
he
phone.
He does demos on his. He has a program on his phone that he records into. Like he'll sing into
I
it.
I know mm-hmm. when you see people. people that are prominent and then they go, oh, I just have this app.
Yeah, I just record all my
mind is blown. Yeah,
I just did scratch vocals yelling into my laptop speaker and no, now I got it pressed to vinyl, like whatever. I got one a Grammy up. You know, it happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Final question before we finish the album. We are over time. Blessings to the CITR gods. Please don't get mad at me. This might be an example of how I might need more time on my show. I haven't asked for it or anything, but every time I have an interview, I'm like,
yes,
20
I do
minutes
believe
over.
The last time there was an interview.
Yeah, it's just, it's a lot.
Just,
it's
I'm
not
just a talker, man. I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
There's just so much.
That's exactly what we want.
Word.
It's just hard to fit a little mix, talking, and then, you know, like, I'd love to get to those records, but I think that's not.
Oh, it's all good.
I think
we'll
that's a non-option. There. By the way, this man walked in with Fantastic Volume 2, which mind melted. He went with Midnight Marauders, my favorite Tribe, and then the least favorite Tribe album for most people.
I know, but I love it.
But
Dylan
I love
made,
it.
Dylan made all the
he
beats.
Made so much shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, Find
it's
a Way.
My favorite song, yeah.
Find a Way. And what would you want to play off Volume 2?
Oh, Tell Me.
Tell Me, yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. And Midnight Marauders?
Oh, you pick. Because I love it all. But Tell Me is my jam.
I love
oh,
that
fantastic
song.
Fantastic Volume 2.
The way it comes in and then the drums are so heavy.
Yeah, yeah, Questlove on the drums. Man.
I fucking love that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I appreciate you bringing those in. But last question, safe space, the idea of a safe space, a space that you feel comfortable in, mm-hmm. 100%. Mm-hmm. What does that look like to you?
Oh, that goes as far as my room, man. I was just actually realizing this today, like the world is not my safe space. I can't be telling people to change how they're behaving or govern anybody else's behavior outside of my space, safe space, which to me goes as far as maybe like the inside of my car and my room
yeah.
and like the shower, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Like I'm not. Yeah. You know,
I appreciate
the
that.
World is not my safe space is sort of all I can say.
Yeah.
I see that. I get it. And I keep to myself because of it. You know, a lot of the more real conversations are had behind closed doors because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly have an opinion on. Yeah, I don't want to get too political, man.
No.
I feel some type of way about it for sure.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation we
but
can have off the air.
Fair enough. It's just not something you like to publicly delve into.
Because I don't think my opinion's as developed. And I don't think
mine
know
as
all
well.
The facts.
Yeah.
And I don't want to use this opportunity to say something that might not come across how it's meant to because of my lack of understanding.
Fair.
That would be an injustice to this program and to use this opportunity to spread a positive message.
Yeah.
As soon as I have an opinion, you'll be the first to know and I will scream it from the mountaintops, man. You know?
Yeah, I didn't have any political agenda.
No, it's all good.
In general. But I mean, the idea of a safe space and potential not having a safe space, it can be viewed as a political issue in itself.
Yeah, I mean, even everything I said about my safe space goes as far as my room. Like, that's, you could say that's even biased because of, like, me being a male, me growing up in, like, the household that I was, having the freedoms that I got, even directly comparing my sister's upbringing to my own,
mm-hmm.
vastly different in terms of freedoms.
Yeah.
You know, barriers that were put up, social barriers, whatever. Yeah, like, I'm nothing but biased on this topic, so I don't know what to say.
Fair enough.
You know, appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, man. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, no problem, man.
Thanks, Chelsea, for standing by and being like the ultimate studio partner.
You're welcome.
And we'll finish off with the rest of this album. I think it kind of speaks for itself. But is there any last words for the any upcoming shows or anything you want to shout out?
We're doing
plug
a show tomorrow.
Shit.
We're
plug
doing a show
shit.
Tomorrow at the Railway.
Oh.
Holy Sock Gang is headlining. And it's going to be all of us. We're all mixing, matching jams. We got a great set. I'm going to do two songs off this project.
Sick.
We're going to do Holy Holy.
Tickets
you know?
At the door? How much are they?
Tickets are $10. We're going to do all the songs that are put out, like seeing a few things, that Dilla Beach.
That's
that
the
did.
One I that's one I played
nice.
Like a few weeks ago.
Oh, thank you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be a good show.
And I chose that one because I liked your voice on it. Like, I loved the whole album, but that one stuck out for me particularly.
Thanks,
for sure.
Man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, The Railway tomorrow. Holy Sock Gang.
Holy Sock Gang.
Yeah.
$10 at the door.
$10
at the
door.
It's going to be sick.
I'm going to try and make it. Anything else?
Yeah, I love you, Mom and Dad. Thank you for everything.
Peace to Steve the Gecko, Dosa Factory, even though we waited an hour and 15 minutes for our food.
Oh, yeah, and like shout out to P-Man and Jeremy Park, and those are like two musicians,
Billy
producers.
Bishop.
Billy Bishop as well, but like we're talking about live instrumentation, like mm-hmm. I can't do it. P-Man, he played the guitars on Blasphemy and Wake Up, the song
who's
we're going to start with.
On, who's singing on that one? The girl singing.
That's Amal.
Cool.
Yeah,
she's
on Midnight Pretenders.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's Amal. She's from here. I met her at my job at TELUS, and we're friends now, and she's a phenomenal writer, great, great musician. And we just, like, linked up like that. But Jeremy Parkin, too, he's dope. He just dropped a project last year called Black Dog.
Nice.
And he just released remixes for it. He's one of the best fucking producers I've met.
I've been hearing that name.
I've had the pleasure of meeting. It's amazing. And I had the pleasure of having him lend his abilities on Midnight Pretenders. He played the bass guitar. So any of those live instrumentation... things that you're hearing, it's from the support that I've had from P-Man and Jeremy. Yeah, so shout out to them.
Awesome, shout out to
and
them.
Let's play this.
That's it. Let's play it. Thanks for sorry for running over time. You've been listening to Ninth Wave, episode 39, CITR 101.9. What's up, Connor? You better be listening. You son of a. This is Thank God for Death.
Hey, Uncle. How's he doing?
Hey, Mizzy.
Hey, how are you?
He's doing better.
Hey, look who's here. Who's here?
Of course.
Ujjwal. Look who's here. Your friend's here, beta.
Ujjwal. Hey, hey, wake up. Mizzy's here.
You'll be overtired. Sleeping too long, bro.
Look who's here.
You know, sleep's a waste of time, man. This is your subconscious, subconscious mindset. Only we can decide to wake up.
Oh no, you better than I. How could you go let your heart decide? Make up your mind. This life we live is a lie. I have myself out. I should wake up.
Diamonds are made under pressure, bro. Pressure's on, you better wake up. Get yourself.
I've been going, going, going. Shelter from the storms I run from. Who am I? Wish I was someone. I've been going, going, going. Shelter from the storms I run from. I've been home, just run for too long. Why, oh, why I fret day alone? Yeah.
I remember church pew sleeping, Roman Catholic ties. Grandma always took me, why she have to die? Swear she was an angel, maybe that's why. Better be or have I been baptized in lies. I play the bad guy from time to time, and then I jump and land upon a landmine for mines, yeah. I'm trying to be a man that's wise, but sometimes fan the things that I fantasize about. The future, time I won't waste it. Negative energy, go replace it. I got the tendency to be hella impatient. Overbearing it much more, let me pray so I can face it.
Shelter from the storms I run from. Who am I? Wish I was someone. I've been going, going, going. Shelter from the storms I run from. I've been on just road for too long. Why, oh, why I fret day alone?
I'm in the way of myself, I'm in the way of my health. Who am I when I get to pray for myself? My selfish deeds got me pleading to the Lord for some help. Only when I'm in hell, do I feel what's been felt. I turn into a version of me, who the best, can't you tell? God, I was born to do well. My mama told me, son, no you can't fail. I played the fool, I played the cool, And lately I've been sick of water for real.
Why you wanna go through hell? Won't you let me show you the well?
I lose myself on a page, I lose myself on a stage. I lose myself on a pain, but it don't matter when the nightmare gaze. I play the fool, baby, she think I'm too crazy. I got this written all over my face. Tell me what matters most, baby. Take me out the lab. Who you sounded crazy? 17 years, I was listening to PJ. Tell me who saved me. Too afraid to admit, I'm still feeling the same way. Too afraid to discuss it. Like I'm saying the same thing, my primary function. Tell me what this makes me. I'll be
be at your service of my heart, where it starts and it ends, when it's dark up and
sent. Midnight.
Just have to decide today. और एक बात हमेशा याद रखना, आज ही आने वाला कल है.
वक्त आ गया मेरा, अब मैं अपना मोह क्यों छुपाऊं?
बहुत काम करना है.
We have to do something, John.
Midnight.
इतनी मस्ती करता था, इतना शोर शराबा डालता था। आपको पता है आपके नाम का क्या मतलब है?
अभी तो घोड़े बेच के सो रहे हैं।
A big, huge light.
Ajman, आप हमारी बातें
सुन रहे हो बेटा? I know you can hear us.
आप सब सुन रहे हो?
बेटा,
पूछना है।
समुंदर को पार करने के लिए तुझे शिप बनना पड़ेगा। A boat cannot cross the sea.
चल चल, बथेरी होगी नौटंकी तेरी। उठ जा, खड़ा हो।
Gotta be better than God. बचपन की यादें दिमाग को घुमाई यूं मैं ये सोचूं जिंदा या बातों में बीते हुए बालों में जो मैं रहूं कुछ नहीं बाकी सिर्फ मेरा कर्मा और वो नहीं काफी हाथों को जोड़ने से मिलता है क्या शक्ति जो दी अब वो सीने से गायब हो गई कोई गवाह भी नहीं अपने आंखों से पूछो ये सपना या सच माफी तो मांग ली फिर कब आएगा वक्त सोचता था बस एक सवाल क्या मिलता है जीने के बाद जीने के बाद
जान क्या टाइम हुआ
सो जाओ अभी रात है